Chris Brown, Bills radio play-by-play man, joining us to preview the Bills and Colts on Sunday. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. All right, Chris, let's start with the Bills. Some pretty concerning stuff on the injury front for the Bills, receivers especially. Keon Coleman didn't practice, Mac Hollins, Curtis Samuel, Amari Cooper, all limited yesterday. What is the latest there?
Yeah, it's probably not looking good for Keon Coleman unless, you know, he makes some dramatic progress here regarding his wrist injury. So likely to be down him this week. You know, you're hoping that some of the limited participants can get back in the lineup, knowing that both Curtis Samuel and Amari Cooper missed last week's game. Otherwise, you're going to have to make some practice squad elevations to have enough bodies at the receiver position this week. We really won't know until we see the Friday injury report to ascertain the availability status of all of those guys.
The Colts, I just don't know what to make of them, Chris. It seems like, you know, I look at them sometimes and I'm like, yeah, that should be a pretty good team, and they're decent. They were in the playoffs last year, giving Houston a pretty good fight. And then other times I watch them like, man, these guys stink. It's almost like a what team do you get? What quarterback do you get? And a lot of that we're waiting to see on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be Joe Flacco starting a quarterback for them on Sunday. And you know, this is a team that has been in every game they've played. They're 4-5 on the season, but every single one of their games has been a single possession game. They haven't lost any game by more than one score, and I think that's part of the reason why Joe Flacco's in the lineup now. Their young quarterback, Anthony Richardson, has really found it difficult to make the offense functional in terms of the passing game. He's only completed 44% of his passes. That's an anemic number. And it's hard for an offense to sustain drives and stay on the field that way, even with a talented running back like Jonathan Taylor. So I think they're putting Flacco in the lineup in the hopes that the offense can at least be functional. They haven't scored more than 20 points in over a month, and it's hard to win games that way.
What is it about Joe Flacco? It seems he has played for so many AFC teams, right? Baltimore, Cleveland, Denver, the Jets. I don't know of another quarterback that's had so many different jerseys.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick's probably one of the guys that would fit into that category. I think he played for 9 teams total. But, yeah, I mean, he's got a rubber arm, Susan. I mean, it never gets old. I mean, he might be 39 years old everywhere else, but he can still throw the football. And as long as you have an arm, you can probably find a job, even as a backup in the NFL. And, you know, he's the NFL Comeback Player of the Year last year. You know, helping Cleveland get to the playoffs. I don't know if he still has all of that in him. He looked rather ordinary last week against Minnesota, which is a good defense, but they did not have an offensive touchdown last week. Their only touchdown came on a fumble recovery return for a touchdown. So they've got some work to do on offense, but I would surmise that they're going to try to ride Jonathan Taylor, especially with Buffalo trying to shore up their run defense, which was a little leaky last week. I would imagine that Jonathan Taylor is priority number one for Buffalo's defense, but I don't think that's going to dissuade Indy from using Jonathan Taylor early and often in this game.
Yeah, that is the one thing that scares me, Chris, because I still have the memory from, what, that's like 3 years ago now? What was the game against the Colts where
2022,
he...
2022,
yeah. Yeah, ran all over us, and that, like, it haunts me. I don't know what it is about it. And you look at the Bills, you're like, I don't think anyone can throw on the Bills, but they might be able to run on us.
Yeah, and, you know, they've got to get that fixed. Terrell Bernard was talking yesterday about that, saying, yeah, we didn't really set the edge of the run front very well. Some runs got out. Guys got up the sideline. And, you know, the Dolphins, you know, broke off run plays in chunks last week and probably played their best game against the Bills in quite a while, and it was almost enough to win the football game. So they've been working hard and fast at that all week to try to shore up the integrity of their run front, whether it's, you know, being in the right gaps, but then also getting their fundamental tackling skills sound for this week, because you're going against a much bigger back this week in Jonathan Taylor, who goes about 215 pounds and runs a 4.39 40. So you better bring your A game against a running back of this caliber, or they'll just ride him all the way to victory.
The Bills signed Jordan Phillips and Quentin Jefferson this week. Any chance that they play Sunday?
Yeah, that's an interesting exercise, Susan, because those two players have not been playing much at their previous destination. So Quinn Jefferson was in Cleveland, but he had been healthy and active for about a month, which is why they released him. And then Jordan Phillips just came off of injured reserve in Dallas, having had wrist surgery himself. So game shape is something that the coaching staff is going to have to assess with both of those players to see how fit they are to help contribute this week. I would guess that Jefferson's in decent shape because he's still been practicing every week with the team up in Cleveland, just not playing in games. Jordan Phillips might be another story, although you would think wrist surgery shouldn't limit his ability to stay conditioned cardiovascularly, you know, because he's still got full working use of his legs. So we'll have to see what the decision is. I would surmise that one, maybe both are in the lineup, being veteran players and knowing they're down two defensive linemen, you know, in Dwayne Carter and DeJuan Smoot, who are both on injured reserve right now.
You know, Colts are in the mixer too, but this is kind of the game that I think a lot of fans, Chris, are looking at as, all right, tune up, make sure we're ready to go, because after this week, you really hit this stretch of you got to be on your best. You got Kansas City, San Francisco, L.A., and Detroit all in a row for the Bills. I mean, that's going to be a big, important stretch for this team.
Yeah, and so, you know, getting a win here moves you to 8-2 against Indy, and that at least affords you some measure of margin for error, because to think you're going to run the table and go 4-0 against four teams that were in the playoffs last year, two of which were in the Super Bowl, and another one that was in the NFC title game, that's a tall order. So get this game, move to 8-2, and at least afford yourself some margin for error, knowing these four games are going to probably be your toughest on the rest of the regular season schedule.
How hard is it, do you think, for the Bills to, you know, look past this Sunday game, you know, ahead to the next several weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think Sean McDermott and his coaching staff do an excellent job of, you know, laser focusing the team on what's immediately in front of them. And to look ahead and make this a trap game would be foolish at this point. You're riding a four-game winning streak. Your offense is scoring 30 points a game. They've done that six times already. So the defense just has to kind of square some things up in terms of elements of their play. If they can continue taking the ball away as they have with at least one in every game this season, they should be able to handle business in Indianapolis. They're a team that's got their own share of issues. One of their best receivers has a back injury, Michael Pittman. He may not even play. And their starting center just went on injured reserve this week. So they're going to have to start a rookie there, Tanner Bordellini, although he has started two other games before this season. But that could be something they could take advantage of.
Okay. Well, hey, Chris, we look forward to hearing you on the call Sunday, 1 o'clock, Bills and Colts, down the dial on WGR.